Well, maybe we can get a couple of seats on the moon rocket.
You guys are throwing an application for that.
As a matter of fact, I think
it's just space travel, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ. That was is what they should do with the whole defense budget. You know, if they went to defuse the whole defense mentality, they should pour it all into space. You know, let's all go into fucking space. Let's go wreck something that nothing lives on. Like we can go and reduce some other planet to a burned out cinder without endangering any life, you know, and we'll go someplace that doesn't have any life of any sort.
We'll try to make it work.
Right.
What is happening as far as personally in your and the rainforest?
I had an interesting meeting with a guy who's a senator from Brazil. He's actually kind of a Green Party senator who was elected to their version of Congress, and he gave me quite a long rap, along with some other environmentalists, about the state of the forest in Brazil. And actually, things are starting to improve a little. They're turning back the big hydroelectric program, which would have offed thousands and thousands of square miles of forest. They're cutting back that. The Rubber Tappers Union, which is a very environmentally conscious organization there, is gaining some actual political power. And some of the effort, Brazil has been trying to settle its own land. That's really been its trip. But their notion is they view the Indians as not citizens. Their version of a citizen is that you pretty much have to be a Portuguese-speaking white person. And they've been settling these people into the forest, hoping to create enough little population pockets so that, you know, they it's a geopolitical move to really call Brazil, all of Brazil, the jungle part and everything else, really one huge nation. So now those attitudes are changing somewhat, and some of the logging and the clear cutting and burning is actually stopping. So there is some progress in the Brazilian rainforest, and a few other things too are being it's actually a little, the thing of everybody putting their attention to it is helping. It's one of those things where now that things are starting to change just a little more, it's not time to let up, it's time to press on to bear down more. So we will definitely be doing more stuff about the rainforest one way or another. But again, this is really about more than a direct action kind of thing, is it's the thing of getting to know what the facts are and wading through the tremendous amount of bullshit in the environmental world. The environmental world is like all the others, it's political.
Sure.
And some groups don't associate with other groups, they don't talk to each other. So part of it is figuring out who it is that's doing the actual work, who it is that has a hands-on relationship to it, and people need to go out, they need to actually go out